Darcy Burdock, written and read by Laura Dockrell.
The week lasts forever. I'm scared at every moment and cannot make sense of anything. I have so many questions swirling in my brain, like one, why did Jamie Haddock steal my book? Was it to trick me? To bribe me? To annoy or upset me? Was it to embarrass me? Maybe it was to write love stories about him and me in them and pretend I had written them. Two, why did he put the pictures up on the internet? Why did he want everybody to know? Three, and weirder, why did he take them down after only a few hours? Was he teasing me? What is he planning? I lived this week in constant fear of being shown up. I'm taking Mum's advice of keeping a low profile, which means keep quiet and be as small as a mouse. I now know how celebrities feel when their whole lives get exposed in newspapers and everybody starts turning against them. I feel like I'm walking on hot coals, waiting for that moment of getting burned. Luckily for me, the teasing about my supposed romance with Jamie comes to an automatic halt because Alice Gates from The Year Below did a graffiti picture of a giant bum on the side of the dining hall and everybody was too busy being excited about that. Phew, but that doesn't bring my book back to me. It's been nearly 3 weeks now since my writing book was stolen by Jamie Haddock and we have said nothing to each other. I don't dare talk to him because I'm worried that people will start the love rumours back up. School says they can't do or say anything to blame him for stealing my book because there is no evidence. And given my track record of mishaps of Jamie, punching him and throwing a rubber at his head, it's best if we let this one go. I regret being nice to him for even one slither, but at least he's staying right out of my way, which is good. I was about to start using the writing book Will gave me anyway, so it's fine. The other one was all cracked and a bit broken and smelled of old smelly stuff. And it's like Dad says, nobody can take my stories away from my head or my heart, which is extra cheesy, wheezy, but true too. Writing must go on.